I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Black men, podcast. Walk with me. Let it ride. Complicated, just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families, restructured communities. To wake up and see, only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory. We at.
It's about to get spooky in here. Bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow.
Yeah,
you gotta, hear it. You gotta hear it. You gotta understand it.
You understand it.
And clear my throat.
Damn. Okay.
Gotta get it together, man. All right, man. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Now tuned in to the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
Jadad is who I am. Back at it. We took a break for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we had to take a small little break, but we back at it.
Yeah, shout my man come back, kneecaps out. That's what's up. Yeah, it's the kneecap out of
this. And I'm not crossing my legs today. The old man shit. Bro, I didn't realize how many people agreed with me on
cross
that
legs
shit.
Be a peanut farm.
I never realized how many people agreed with me with that.
I mean, which leg cross? The square leg cross or the cross?
Come on, you know, we do this shit damn every part. The square leg.
Because this...
I can't bring it all the way down. I'm going to hurt myself.
No, because sitting like this for a whole hour and a half, it becomes uncomfortable. Because I feel like I'm sliding out the chair.
I agree.
My legs feel like they need different angles.
Right.
And I'm too grown to be slouching in the chair, so the leg swing, you know what I mean?
I agree.
It just makes sense. And, you know, sometimes you're trying to show your feet pieces.
That do happen. That do happen. That do happen from time to time.
You got to show your feet pieces on the camera. Let them know, like, everything is
yeah,
going,
everything,
like,
is calibrated the proper direction.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
The drip has been distilled and purified. Everything's going together. You got to let
them
see it.
It's just funny, though, how everybody was like, yep. And then here you go. You just hit me with the meme with the head down. Oh, bro, join the conversation. You
nah, because I was thinking the old head leg cross got the leg all the way down. I'm not doing that.
We not that skinny, though.
I don't even know if I can cross my leg like that.
I can't. It hurts.
Just my point. It doesn't look comfortable. My grandfather should do that and put his arms on the top and just sit there for hours.
Think about, I think the older you get, because you see a lot of old, like, think about your dad. The older he get, he's skinny. Oh, he got skinny as hell. I look at my step pop.
Yeah.
The older he got, he got skinny as hell. He used to, dog, I remember him always doing this. The older he got, that motherfucking leg kept going further and further down, son.
My father does that in the bed.
Nah.
And I'm like, I ask him all the time. I say, you good? You comfortable?
Yeah, very comfortable. Yeah.
They love that shit, son. They be sitting hella comfortable.
He tripping. He don't know what's going on.
And we got weight on us, bro. So.
I said, there is no way you feel good sitting like that on me.
I feel bad when I do this right here.
I can't do that on camera.
When legs crossing, your feet dangle a little good. Bit like that right there.
My calf muscles start burning. All right, podcast positioning.
Yeah, but man.
They say when you sit down, you're supposed to have a stool on your feet so your feet can be elevated a little bit.
When you taking a shit?
Yeah.
Nah, that's true.
But you be doing that shit?
Nah. My wife does. That's just a female shit for me. I just can't do it.
I am not critiquing anything a female does.
Yeah, it's just women shit for me. I can't do it.
It just, that feels sissified.
It does.
Like, is that word okay? Sissy okay today?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck no more.
I'm just saying, because you can't say that no more. I can say sissy.
I'll say this, because she has the little stool on the side of the toilet. I moved it one time, stuck my foot up there, and my leg's too long. I feel wild.
Imagine doing that, your son walking the bathroom. Yo, you look mad.
Credibility out the window. But the
sad part is. You look mad happy.
My boys look at me in a manner.
Yeah.
They going to ask questions. Why you doing that? What we doing? That's the first thing. Why we doing that? Yeah. Now, I got to give them a logical reason. I just can't say because I'm just trying.
It's supposed to help it slide, right?
That's what they say.
I ain't got no problem.
Nah, me neither. I eat enough.
Even more fruit.
Bro. Enough fiber and stuff.
Eat more fruit, baby.
Out of here.
Hey, yellow watermelons. Fire. First time having it. I've been telling people I don't like watermelon for the last 30 years. I had some yellow watermelon mixed with red. Delicious, man.
Dog, delicious. Sorry, it just depends on where you go at.
I'm on one right now. Watermelon high.
They say when you look at the faded pieces on it, the darker of the melon itself, yeah, the more ripe it is.
Okay.
So we try to go right in the middle.
Because watermelon lessons?
Yeah, we try to. Dog, our plan, because we got a nice little garden in the back right now, bro. Everything is growing well. We're going to extend the garden in the back. I told the wife, I said, we got to get some heirloom seeds for watermelon. Because I want to grow my own. I want to see how that process. We got a grape tree. We got the muscadine grapes growing back there. And them shit growing. It's getting full back there.
Yeah, my pops had one of those.
Bro, you'll have it forever, bro.
I refuse to eat those ever again.
Why? Muscadines are the shit.
I eat too many of them.
I can see that. My grandmother had a muscadine grape.
The joint had me running, son.
Yeah, my grandmother had a muscadine vine in her backyard, and then she used to make wine. She used to make muscadine wine.
Them joints run through you wrong.
I don't know, bro.
They do you dirty.
We eat grapes all the time, so between muscadine and regular.
Them right there do you dirty,
I love muscadine. Them should be that big, too.
Yeah, they do you dirty, though. They used to do me dirty.
Hey, probably you was back there just eating, just to be eating.
I was.
Fresh off the vine. Yes. Back, you know, back in the day, you could eat it fresh off the vine.
Yes, because I was fascinated. I didn't have that stuff growing up in New York.
Y'all.
When my father first had it, it was the fascination of that. Mm-hmm. And the apples off the tree. It was just the fascination of it. And then after
and that's all fibers, huh?
I mean, who's thinking of that? That's a teenager.
No one.
You go on hooping and it's like, prom, prom. Oh, man, oh, hell no, man.
Duh, my grandmother had the blackberry bush. She had the blackberry bush. Fucking fingers. Up. Fingers be black.
Eating
the blackberries.
Yeah. All that good stuff.
You had the grapes, the muscadine. She used to yell out the window, get off my damn, my grapevine. Y'all eating up all the grapes. Or then she'd be like, Shawnee, I need you to pick a bucket of grapes. And I'll just be picking
a bucket. But you know something? Piggyback on what you said in a way and taking it to another level. Back then, families didn't have the best diets.
Nah,
they balanced them out.
Yes.
With fresh vegetables and a lot of fruits and stuff.
A lot of people
don't talk about that part.
And they lived balance. A long time, bro. They eat all that pork and all that shit. But a lot
grew
of times
they
grew it. Yup, they did it.
You know what I'm saying?
They pork slaughtered their own shit. They did everything.
That's not really pig. It's pig plus.
Yeah, that shit is
and
different.
It's cow plus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
So, but they don't really talk about that. They actually ate a lot of fruits. Like my mother always tell me, they grew fruits, they grew vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a balance.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You got to at least have a balance.
They kept a farm in the backyard. I didn't realize how important that is until I got grown. Until I'm grown with my own home, with my own kids. That's important to keep a balance, a super balanced diet.
Well, if you want to maintain and not be miserable every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Your food and your intake. I remember when I used to say that to people when I first, you know, lost weight or whatever, and people be looking at you like, oh, the nigga just got to the gym and he talking shit already. And then years later, those same people now want to start changing. But you want to start changing before the doctor get on you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you're lucky if they hit you with the pre-diabetic talk, then you jump on it, then you're good. They really didn't tell you nothing. Pre-diabetes is really nothing.
It's like, basically bro, you telling fat, you, get it together.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Look,
you fat, my G,
yeah,
get
look,
it together.
Yeah, look, fat nigga.
Yeah.
This could go two ways.
That's what my doctor used to pretty much tell
me. You know what I mean?
He like, yo, Sean, you pre-diabetic.
Listen
you need
here.
To get it together. Lose
listen
a little
here,
weight.
Titty boy.
Yeah, and then I got diabetes, and he like, I told you.
No, it can happen. It can happen. But it's a choice, and it's an option.
I agree.
And there's so many healthy options, man, and there's so many ways to change your lifestyle. It's like so many people say they don't have time to go to the gym, yet they spend 5 hours watching TV every day.
Yup, that's your time right there. And all you got to do is spend 30 minutes, man.
Bro, I see people hit the gym and they out of there in 20 minutes. Even if some people just have a treadmill regimen. Some people just have a Stairmaster regimen. Some people just might take a class.
Right. You posted something recently where you was like, yo, you got to make time for the things, this, that, and the third. And I was like, you was working out. And I laugh because that's something I was just saying to myself. When those days I don't even feel like going to the gym, I go in there, do 30 minutes, get to it.
Yeah.
I do 30 minutes.
Change routine.
And just go. And then the days I know I'm going to be here, like the other day, I've been staying. I don't know why. This is just a mental thing. I stayed away from dumbbells. I didn't really use dumbbells much. I kind of stayed away from it. That side of the gym is always packed. You know, I ain't feel like all that shit.
That's why? Because the side of the gym was
No, it's just me. It's probably me.
You scared of them dumbbells?
I was.
Okay.
Now, I'm over there.
I
respect that.
I respect that.
I'm over there. I'm on the bench.
I respect that.
I'm doing everything. I got a whole, you know, push pull dumbbell regimen that I do. Yeah, I got that from you.
Somebody intelligent.
I got that from you.
Hey,
that
bro,
from
listen.
You. I got that from you.
I know what I'm doing.
I got that from you. I did.
You want to develop a lifestyle, so even when you have to take a few weeks off, you're okay. You just go back, boom.
Bro, I could tell it worked because Sean grabbed my shoulder, right? And he said, "God damn, Dad." I was like, "Why is your shoulder so hard?"
It's progressive.
I said, "It's working." I said, "My workout's overload. Working." Yep, it's working.
You know what I mean? Don't let me pull out my service case.
Bro, as soon as I started doing
yeah.
I was like, "Ooh, you can feel it."
Progressive overload.
And with the
yeah, and I'm back in the sauna, so you know what that means.
Oh, you know, I live in the yeah, sauna talk is back. I live in my steam room.
TikTok likes a little bit more.
I saw somebody selling a sauna, and I thought about you. I said, damn, Trey really? Probably could use this at the crib.
I would want one just to say, I got it.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
you know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie, that's why I be in my steam room.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I think it's dope. It's dope. I think that's dope.
That should be working. Yeah. But let's get right into the show, man. We had a great dialogue just now, too. It was a great dialogue. But let's get into the show. Let's talk sports real quick. Mm. Let's talk Malik Beasley, his gambling issues. It's not, and I don't want to frame it just as him being a stupid ass person.
You don't have to.
But I want to frame it in a manner of he won't be the only one.
He has no friends.
No, he definitely doesn't.
Somebody should have slowed him down a long
time
ago.
And I think his baby mom or somebody was also enabling
him. To go that far?
Yeah.
To where you are in debt that much?
Yeah. I said landlord, but it's dentist. Where his dentist is deducting money, is garnishing his wages for dentist bills.
Because the dentist bill is more than the landlord.
Yep.
The dentist bill, I think, is close to $40,000. I mean, yep. 40. It's $40,000, right?
Yeah, it's $40,000.
And the landlord is like $15,000-$20,000.
Yep. And but then the barber is 32.
Yep. In totality is mills though.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about 40.
I think it's 40, on 30, four. 30, 30, I think 30. It's 4 or 8 million he owes. I think he owes about 8M, son.
I knew something was going on when I see an NBA player don't have a haircut for a whole season. Yo, something going on. And
he don't never get a haircut.
KD gets a haircut. It just don't look like him. He don't brush his hair.
He don't.
KD gets a pass.
Yo, he owed $8 million to debtors. Has wages garnished from dentists prior to gambling investigation.
Never in my life have I seen a basketball game over and somebody grab a rebound and just run down court 100 miles an hour and dunk the ball. I have never seen that in my life.
Lance Stephenson did it, but he did it being a dick.
Lance Stephenson is a weirdo.
Yeah, he did it being a dick.
When he did it, nobody cared. Everybody was like, oh my God, this guy again. But when Malik Beasley did his own teammates,
and that's the sad part about it. It's like, you're betting on games that you're playing in. And it's like, come on, my dude.
Yeah.
If you're going to bet, at least bet on the games that you're not playing in.
No, but the game you're playing in, you kind of have control over it.
Yep, no, kind of, you do. I mean, obviously, he was playing.
Well, he's a major part of that offense.
Right.
And he basically had the green light when he got in the game.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm not justifying the gambling part. I'm just saying his delusional mentality probably was, I'm in the game. I got control over certain things. I can turn the ball over.
Right.
I can foul at this point.
I cannot play defense.
And he did that.
Bro.
Matador.
That shit was disappointing, bro.
I'll be disappointed when it's us, yo.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't think of a white basketball player. What white basketball player in the league that
was
plays?
Was it Gary Dick?
let Grady Dick do it.
Yeah, Grady, that's what it is. Grady.
let Grady Dick get caught for gambling, man.
Luka Doncic.
But he's a foreigner.
Yeah, they don't do that shit.
All he does is drink beer once in a while.
Smoke hookah. Yeah. Luka Doncic. But it's just sad, bro. It's like he won't be the only one. Terry Rozier just got lucky. He got all his charges dropped.
Yeah, I didn't know that too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he's not involved anymore.
But Terry already got his new contract, though.
Yeah. Malik was about
over, though.
Malik was about to get a new contract.
He played the Pistons, we were going to sign him, bro. He played the minimum last year.
Yeah, we was going to sign him. He was going to get the money we gave to, just recently, the money we gave to Duncan Robinson, we was going to give to him.
Who's the better shooter?
Duncan. When he's not in his mind. That's the sad part about it. When he was over there with the Miami, I don't know, maybe function of the team or whatever.
He needs more space to get his shot off, dude.
Yeah, he do. And Malik can get his shot off in a phone booth.
But today's NBA, you're going to eventually be wide open, bro.
Yeah. Long as the rotation, and we do a great job with ball rotation.
If you're moving the ball around,
yeah, we do a great job.
Which I don't understand why some teams don't move the ball, and
yeah,
somebody's gonna be open, bro.
Oh no, bro, I'm flying to Detroit for a game. Like I'm already prepared. I know the game I'm flying to Detroit for.
Especially when they play Charlotte.
Nah, I want to go to the D. I want to go home.
Ooh, he want to go to the D.
Yeah,
slow down.
Yeah,
relax.
Say what you say.
Relax, young man. You relax. You need to relax.
Going to a crib.
I mean,
and then I can take the kids around. Want to, you know, take my grandma house.
I bet those tickets don't cost like MSG, so I ain't mad at you.
Nah, they don't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I can't even.
They up there, but they ain't.
I got to catch the Knicks play the Nets.
I got to give me some buffs, too. I'm going to give me some Cartier frames so I can wear. So when they do the pan of the camera, because the seats I'm picking, it's going to be fire. I need to make sure my glasses is on my Detroit shit. So make sure I pick me up some Cartier frame buffs.
What it do though?
Yo, what it do though? What up though? It's what up though.
Oh, yeah. Man.
What up though? We on it. But yo, man, it is what it is with Malik, man. I know you put something here. Should players that took PEDs be inducted into the Hall of Fame? Yes. Because of this. And somebody framed this and I've been watching it. Barry Sanders.
I know what you meant.
But yeah, what's his name? Barry Bonds. Before PEDs, he already had a Hall of Fame career. Before PEDs. Hits, steals. He already had a Hall of Fame career before PEDs. He got hurt. They said he never got caught, never got convicted. It's just somebody put smut on his name because he got bigger.
He hit like 350 one year.
Right. And then during PEDs, a whole nother Hall of Fame career.
But Gary Sheffield has said
he
went to work out with Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, that's one of the hardest working people around. And it's like, PEDs don't help you hit no baseball.
Nope.
From him, Roger Clemens Sammy Sosa.
Mm-hmm.
Even Jose Canseco, man. They mm-hmm. need to be in it. Now, my thing is, if you put a asterisk or parentheses. I don't like it either, but if you put a parenthesis on there, allegedly used or whatever, whatever, because Barry Bonds hasn't been convicted of shit.
They haven't convicted of nothing.
So what's the problem? Look at Pete Rose. You got to wait for the man to die?
I hated that shit for him.
Now, Pete Rose
said
no
out
way.
His mouth. He said, I don't want to get inducted once I pass away.
Yo, son, there's no reason.
Nope.
For him not to be in the Hall of Fame.
He gambled a couple of games.
Bro, growing up watching Pete Rose play baseball, that guy was psycho.
That don't take away none of the totality of his game.
Great
man.
Baseball player.
Great baseball player.
Got to be in the Hall of Fame. So he can't even enjoy
seeing
himself in the Hall of Fame or his family enjoying seeing him.
If I was his family, I wouldn't even show up to the induction ceremony. My dad didn't want this.
No, I would have showed up. I would have gave a speech too.
Yep, my dad did not want this.
Yep, and I would have said it out loud. My dad did not want this. My dad gave his life to this game of baseball.
Yep.
You know what I mean? A lot of you being inducted looked up to my dad as a baseball player.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I'd have gave him a good speech.
I'd give him a good one. A good one. They'd have to cut my mic off.
That's cool. Then I'd have stood up like in church, right in the middle. My dad said he didn't want this. This is foolishness.
Yo. Out of it on ESPN. Tough with it, son. But nah, I think they definitely should be. A lot of them, even Sammy Sosa and a lot of these guys, their career before they got hurt was already phenomenal. The PEDs, if they took them, no one really got caught. I think there's only one person that got who really got caught. It was old boy that was with the Mets. He was the catcher. What's his name?
I don't even remember.
Oh, my God. I know it. But
as you finish that, I want to make a
point. But he was the only one that really he got caught up with it. And I think these guys, it was just a measure just to help you recover from fucking injury, man.
I hear that, but I want to make this point. Sports, life in general. This is what I hate. Judging us as black people especially, from a position of perfection, as if you've never made a mistake or never fell short. I'm tired of that shit all around, all encompassing.
Bro. I'm with you.
Period. Yeah, I'm a professional athlete. I'm one of the best to ever play my sport, but I had a drinking problem at one point in my life.
Right, right.
I overcame that and became great. You want to keep talking about the fact that I drink.
Mike Piazza.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm sorry.
Allen Iverson didn't really get respected by the media until he stopped playing basketball.
Which is crazy.
Now all of a sudden, he's a great guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All that shit is crazy.
Because
to me.
It was so easy to shape the narrative of a person.
That's
and
my
it's
whole.
Crazy,
that's
dude.
My whole problem, and mm-hmm. the biggest problem is how a race of people. I don't know what other people do. As a race of people, we fall for this narrative that ESPN feeds us about these people.
Yes, we do. Yes,
and off season is the main time. This person said that they want this. They want that. They said, and people don't be saying shit.
Don't be saying a damn thing.
Nothing. LeBron ain't told nobody he want to come to the Knicks.
Nope. He never said that he was going to the Cavs.
You know what I'm saying?
He working out at the Cavs arena. LeBron working out at the Cavs arena.
So?
He was like, dude, I've been working out here since they built the building.
All of that
Every
shit,
summer.
Man. All of that shit. I mean, go talk about Grady Dick or somebody.
He was pretty much saying like, yo, just leave me alone.
Find no, but the media is all about narratives.
Yes.
And I get it to a certain
it's
degree.
That Stephen A. era, bro. He created him and Skip Bayless.
And everybody ran with it.
Yep.
Everybody ran with
it. They created it. So it's that shock jock theory. Like, oh, I say this. If I'm the first to say this, it's going to hold credence. I can literally. Dog. Stephen A. What Stephen A. going to do when LeBron go? Who's going to listen to him? He made his bones off of talking about this one man and bringing on people. Anytime he get ready to talk about, he bring on two or three guys that's going to agree with what he say. And then they spend a whole hour and a half talking about this one person. Nothing else. Stuff that they don't even know. They speculate. They can go about 3-4 different topics. He's not the GOAT. Jordan's the GOAT. This is why I'll never have him at number 2. He's going to be 3 because it's going to be, it's Jordan, Kobe, then him. It's, oh, he never holds any accountability for what he does. This is a whole narrative that they can create and paint for an hour and a half.
I hear that, and I'll say this again, and I'll always say it. Why does it matter?
Right.
It's like when people,
but it's
when
for
people
the
have, yeah, but. Why does it matter? It's somebody's opinion. If you disagree, you state your position. That's all. They start calling each other idiots and all this is bullshit to me.
I agree.
Like Complex had a top 20 list of hip hop duos.
No.
And people lost their mind. And I'm thinking like,
I didn't
bro,
even look at it, bro.
This is
on
the
purpose.
Opinion. This is, well, if you can't handle it, leave it alone. Mm-hmm. I'm with that. It's just a list of a panel of people that are a small sample size.
Right.
Of course you're probably not going to agree with it. Especially if you're over the age of 40. Because I'm sure nobody in that panel is even over the age of 40. You got groups like La Trim up in there. And
who?
Exactly. City Girls in there. Mm. Top 20 hip-hop duos of all time.
Right.
You tripping. But that's their opinion. That's how they feel. You know what I mean? To me, that's an indictment on hip-hop and the culture and what the media represents. If that's what you're going to hit people with.
I kind of wish I never even clicked on this shit.
What?
You got Black Sheep at 22.
Yeah, I'm glad I posted it and people was always, you know.
Who the fuck is La Trim? I mean, I know them, but.
That was back in the 90s.
Right,
man.
But how they over Black Sheep?
How they on their period?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Period. Why are they even being talked about? And why Run DMC is not a duo? What are you going to tell me? Run DMC, Jeremiah, J?
If that's the case, Dog Pound ain't a duo. They got Dog Pound here. I know it's Corrupt and Daz, but it was Snoop, too.
Nah,
Dog Pound was a whole crew.
He wasn't the group. Dog Pound, the crew, and the group two different things, though.
I get it.
But still, the Trim shouldn't be on there.
City Girls, Helter Skelter. I ain't mad at Helter Skelter. Pete Rock, CS4.
No, I'm surprised Helter Skelter's on there.
Blackalicious.
Blackalicious? Man, if you don't stop. I know it's on there. I just forgot. I forgot.
At 16, son. Yo, Run the Jewels. I ain't mad at that.
But
they're a little too high, though.
They was fire, though, but still.
There's a couple cats that should have been a little bit over them, but I ain't mad at that. Camp Low, I ain't mad at. One of them living in Raleigh.
I thought he was in Charlotte. Same shit, though.
Mm-hmm. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. I ain't mad at that. But that's kind of, I guess. But that was their name, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. So, okay, that makes a duel. The Beat Nuts. Right. Black Star.
Dope.
At 11. Yeah, yeah, they probably deserve 11. But they only have one project, really. And a bunch of records that they did together.
No, they didn't want to win. They just did a project not too long ago on that platform that Come nobody
on,
can find.
Come on, son. I heard the project. That we're not going to count that one. I don't want to count that one.
How you going to take my catalog and not count that one?
I
want to
count that
joints.
One, bro, because these dudes are dope. That project was not dope.
Really?
It wasn't good at all, son. It wasn't good at all, I heard son. Dead Prez, I ain't mad at that. They from Tallahassee. Y'all fuck with it. Clips, okay, at 9. Probably a little too high.
Yeah, okay.
EPMD, okay. MOP, we getting good. I'm cool. A-Ball MJG, I love A-Ball MJG.
Some of my favorites. You don't think they a little too high? You don't think UGK high?
I think UGK, I ain't got the UGK yet. I think Airb and Rakim should be a little bit higher than 5.
UGK is top 5.
Yeah, UGK is top 5. They at 4, so I'm cool with where they are.
Number 4?
Yeah.
All time?
All time? I'm thinking about the people that they got listed.
So you put UGK over Mobb Deep? Gotta think about it, huh? Okay.
But Mobb Deep is number 2.
I just asked a generic question, bro.
So I think UGK is perfect where they at.
Okay.
At 4.
But you didn't know that when I asked you. I was just
asking. Because I thought they was lower. I was like, well, yeah. they must be out of the top 22 then because I didn't see them yet.
No.
I ain't seen them yet.
That's outrageous.
Mobb Deep number 2. I knew they was going to put Outkast at number 1.
Dude tried to tell me Ghostface and Raekwon is a group. That's not a duo.
Now, they was always on Raekwon's albums. If you notice this, look, think about this. Ghostface was always on Raekwon's albums, like throughout. He was on the cover art, everything. But Raekwon really wasn't always on Ghostface shit.
It's a reason for that.
What's the reason?
Only RZA, no. The Abbott.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even try to make one up.
Not neither.
Because they close, so it ain't about their relationship.
Nah, it ain't that.
But it's all about what the label wants to put out for you, though.
But the Abbott was the only one that did the...
That's my point. He put the albums together. And then it could be the music that they already had done.
Look, I'm not knocking it because, dog, they music, even today, when you hear certain shit off of Supreme Clientele, you like, God damn, bro. Ghost wasn't talking about MCs, nothing, but that shit was hard.
Certain MCs have a voice that you just enjoy what they represent.
That's why Method Man used to make me mad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to change that.
Nah, that's not really changed. I don't like
his albums.
I don't like his music. But when
I love his music. He was probably my
when
favorite
he's a, no.
On that team.
Not what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I didn't say I didn't like Method Man. I said I don't like his music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he gives you a guest verse or a collab album like when he's with Mel, I think when he's with Redman, he kills. But then when he does a solo album, I'm like, I don't know if it's the beat selection.
I don't know if it's
the executive production. Maybe he needs to get pushed a little bit more. I don't know if maybe RZA should have been more involved.
Right.
Because, you know, he moved away from RZA before everybody else.
Yeah, he did.
He just did shit because he just did it.
Right. His first 5 songs be fire on his project, and then the rest of that shit just taper off.
Only solo song he did that sticks with me is Bring the Pain.
That shit was hard.
I'm not counting the METHOD Man joint. Well, I'll just say 2 then. I can't discredit that.
No, you can't.
Them 2.
Right.
You know what I mean? Bring the Pain was just crazy.
That shit was different. Video was different. Everything was different.
They took one scene on a train and made
and
a whole
video. Fucking video for us.
Son.
That shit was hard.
But that shows his charisma, though.
But the shit he did with Mary was fire on that project, though. I need to get by. That shit was hard.
I guess that can't count as his song.
It's on his project.
But as a duo with someone, I was just talking about his records.
No, we not going to do that because we can't make it a duo when it's R&B added. That was the formula back then.
That's not a collab?
R&B hook.
That don't count as a collab?
No. That's part of my project.
Okay.
Part of my project.
All right. So he's been rapping 30 years and I got 3 songs.
Probably got more than that. That's but right every, now, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm not mad at you.
That's a 1 every 10 year average.
And then
what Jay
said. That's what Jay said.
That's a 1 every 10 year average.
Yo, because that shit he did on the Jizzers joint was crazy.
Like I said, somebody else's joint.
Yeah, no, you're right. Method Man's one of my favorite Wu-Tang members, but his projects have always been lackluster. I don't know why. I don't know how it came out there. Takal, then he did the Takal prequel. He did a bunch of shit. I don't know why we jumped into music. That shit was disappointing, son.
Well, I'll say this, though. Even when he drops, I still end up listening.
Me too.
Even though I know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna listen anyway.
Cause the choruses don't be that good. It'd be like, God damn, man. Bars be on point. Verses be fine, but the choruses, the beat selection. Jadakiss just dropped something yesterday. That shit was crazy. I feel like he was. I feel like he was throwing something at somebody though.
Who knows? Yeah, he could throw something at Fat Joe.
He could have. I think he throwing something at Cap Joe. At Jim. It felt like he was throwing something at Jim.
I mean, people are tired of this guy, man. Because why are you being disrespectful for no reason?
I know, right? Well, we'll just jump into music, then we'll jump back into sports. Jim Jones talking about Nas. I thought that was wise. Like he went on a fucking campaign to diss Nas. But he's been on that
but
shit
this
with
is
Nas,
his, this is his routine anyway to try to go viral for something.
Yeah, he said that.
You know what I'm saying? He's been doing a lot of collab records with people. I mean, he did one with the local artists here.
Yeah.
And going around. I mean, he's independent, so he does whatever he can to be relevant.
Yeah.
And, you know, videos music. On World Star.
I don't even, you niggas still watch World
Star? It got the World Star tag on it. I didn't know.
Oh, shit.
And then with World Star, are those numbers even real numbers or what? Because World Star videos be like millions.
Yeah.
It'll be like 1.5 million views, and you'd be like, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm saying, I'm suspicious of people's views nowadays. Like, yeah. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a follow.
I get it. Like, I don't get the views I used to get, but I know my views are real people. Right. I can tell from the comments and from people that reach out, the engagements I see.
Right.
A lot of people will have three.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
300,000 views and 3 comments and 15 likes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have no engagements going on. And then YouTube now is kind of good at taking shit back.
Oh, yeah. They'll snatch that shit right back out the year.
So
at the end of the year, they do a snatchies.
Then you got to, he said a snatchies.
They do a snatchies, bro.
Now you got to take your YouTube down because you told everybody you got 30,000 views and you really had 150.
Bro, YouTube did a snatchies at the end of the year, this past year, right? And I was super happy because they did snatch something. They snatched 10 views from me. That was it. 10 views got snatched away from me. I was like, perfect. But all my subscribers, everything was fine. I was like, see, that is another proof that quality, real views, not the shenanigans. But I
always
I knew
been
a couple people
about
that got
that,
thousand views,
Bro,
thousands
I always,
and thousands of
always,
views.
Always been anal about that to this day.
Because like you can't keep people.
And I would say to my son, I'm like, yo, son, listen, you know, you have a podcast on all platforms. I mean, your numbers are hard to be seen by other people because a lot of stuff behind the scenes is what your motion is. But if we on YouTube and we get 50 people every episode that actually watch the episode.
And we do.
And are fully engaged. Yo.
That's good.
That's a win.
We do. Every episode
we get
about 100
numbers,
to 50 views.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You can't make me believe 1,500 people watch your episode and you got 2 likes.
Yep.
Out of 1,500 people.
No, you're right.
No comments, no engagements, nothing.
Right.
Your social media pages, nobody's commenting on none of your clips. Yo, son, that's diabolical.
I agree.
That's crazy to me. Like, even, you know, when you put stuff on TikTok and you see people, I look for the engagements, bro. I like to see what they in the comments talking about. Boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
I might jump in there and say a little something, whatever, whatever. But them fake numbers ain't telling you if somebody rocking with you.
Nope.
Whether it's a podcast, whether it's your music or whatever it is, man, no fake numbers ain't doing nothing for you. I mean, you can get this fake Spotify promotion to get you some little numbers or whatever.
Right.
But ain't nobody hearing your shit.
Nope. Can't do a show. I say all the time, you can't do a show. But when we go back to Jim Jones, it's disappointing for me for Jim is that he actually dropped a project that was very good. It was very good. I didn't like when he did a deluxe. He added two other records and changed up a record. It kind of threw the project off, but he dropped a project that was very good.
But his shenanigans overshadowed.
Yep, and that's what I was about to say. His shenanigans overshadowed a very good project. Instead of spending time to continue pushing that.
Again,
that Capo album, and based off of the shit he was going through with Cam and Mace, that is project the brought project, light to it.
Does that have the collab with Shice from Raleigh?
Yes, I think so.
That's on a new album?
I think he added that.
Okay.
I think that was an addition to the project.
So they took the Funky Dividend beat and people acting like they never heard it before?
You know how that is, man.
But a lot of people haven't. Like I said, the ski, a lot of people haven't heard it before. So
yeah, it's a lot of young cats out here that ain't heard none of that shit. Yeah, because that was it. At the Church Steps, it was a very good project.
I heard that.
It was a very good project.
You know, you the project listener, bro.
I try to stay in tune, bro.
My attention span is so limited.
I love projects, man. I don't think that's nothing I'm not going to ever stop doing, bro. I love listening to projects. I love hearing.
You watch Ironheart yet?
Not yet, man. I'm going to watch it with the boys.
I know, I just changed the subject, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it with the boys.
Hey, man.
We're going to watch it today. You already watched it?
Yeah, I love it, bro.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be good.
The young black girl is a genius. I love it.
Because she was introduced on the Black Panther.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, I love it. Representing blackness.
I'm definitely going to watch. We're going to watch it today because the motherfuckers got me mad, bro. I woke up.
I watched 6 episodes.
Bro, let me hold on quick. I'm digress back to kids. This family shit real quick. The young one had his TV on. Erica woke up in the middle of the night to go use the bathroom. Yeah. She tell the young one, hey, bro, cut your TV off, uh-oh, right? Because it's 3 in the morning. He still had his TV on. He gets up, go to the bathroom, goes in his brother's room, right? Come out of his brother's room. His brother's like, bro, go get out my room. Go in your room. He come in our room to snitch. I wake up to him snitching. I said, Davon, what you doing in here? He was like, I got to cut my TV off. Deshaun got his TV on in his room, too.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's stone cold snitch.
I used to do that when I was a kid, though.
Little brothers, man.
I used to do that.
Because ain't shit. I always been a big brother, so I ain't.
Yeah, like, I used to do that.
So I get up, right? I told him, I said, take your snitching ass back in your room and go to sleep. And then I walked in Sean's room. I said, bro, it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. Cut this motherfucking TV off, bro, and go to sleep. So I go use the bathroom. Something told me to go back in his room. He got the cover over his head on his cell phone. I said, give me the goddamn phone, because then your ass ain't going to wake up to 4 in the afternoon, took his phone, put it in my room. Because I had already planned. I had already planned they weren't getting on no games today. We not doing that. We was going to go to the park, at the new municipal park in Raleigh. They got a bunch of shit going on. I was going to fly the drone. I got my drone ready, but it's raining. I ain't know it's going to be raining. It's raining like a motherfucker today.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, sucks. Shit, right.
I got mad shit.
I had planned to go get in the pool. Me and the boys go get in the pool. Sean and I was supposed to go work on his game. I had a full day today. You know what I'm saying? Full day. Now I'm mad at their ass. They ain't playing no games. They ain't jumping on no nothing. We're going to go and watch this damn. We're going to watch at least 3 episodes of Ironheart.
No, it's dope. It's dope.
We chilling.
It's dope. I mean, I might as well call him a friend of mine. I've been on social media through mutual people from New York. He's big into comic books and stuff like that. And he was talking about Ironheart. And he was like, don't listen to the reviews, because some of the reviews were bad.
Right. Yeah, I heard that. I heard some of the reviews.
Bro, it's. I mean, it looks like some regular Marvel stuff. I mean, it looks good to me.
Hey, man, they only dissing it because they know. Yo, Robert Downey Jr. said this. If you don't like the Ironheart, you racist.
Did it?
Yo.
I like that.
Yo, that's what he said. If you don't like it, you race.
Yeah, because it's done well. The acting is good. The special effects are good.
Right.
The suit that she's creating is dope. They show the process of the improvements of the suit. Show the power of AI and the development of AI.
But bro, it was a part of the comic book. I don't understand why people acting all crazy. If you watched it, in the day in the comic books, this happened.
A lot of people don't read the comic books. When you put it on TV, it makes it universal.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You put it in a book, they say that's how you hide information from us.
That's true.
When you put it in a show, now everybody's like, oh man, Iron Man's a black girl.
Right.
Woo, I like it. Let me watch it.
It's always been that, which is crazy, man, to me.
She did a young lady did a great job too. She did. I think you like it. That's my assumption.
Oh no, I'm gonna watch it today, man. Let's jump into back into sports. Let's talk about Ace Bailey. And then you and his, you know, we already know the issues. He's finally in Denver, finally in Utah. He's finally, you know, where he need to be. His summer league game didn't look too great, but you posed this question: should players be responsible about their representation? And I think at a point, yes. If depending on how old you are, you and your parents chose this person. Okay. You got to know that this person's supposed to work in your favor. If he's not working in your favor, you got to also know you have the ability to fire this person.
I think that was more so my question. Should parents be more fully engaged?
Yes.
Yeah. But go ahead.
Yes. Parents should be. And you should. I don't know what your contract situation is, how much percentage this person is getting, how much over time this person should be eating off you. But if this motherfucker is not working in your favor, and he's spending more time being on social media flexing, you need to remove this person. But you know what it is, bro? You know what I laugh about? Everyone was like, yeah, I saw some people say, oh, nah, man, they mad that he ain't run with Clutch Sports. That was the narrative. Oh, he with another.
Who's
they? That's what this person said. People just mad he ain't running with Clutch Sport.
Okay,
He was with someone else.
What, number three, right?
Yep.
Where did Dylan Harper go?
Dylan Harper went number two.
They was teammates.
Yep.
What you heard about Dylan Harper?
Nothing.
Okay, what you talking about?
Bro. But that's the new narrative now.
They came from the same camp, same college team.
Right.
Probably had the same initial information.
Yep.
Further information is on you. The same initial information, the same college
coach. But Ace Bailey kept trying to drop the five. He wanted to go to Brooklyn.
First of all, man, your manager, agent,
right,
had a son that played that was undersized and a daughter that played that's famous for being on TikTok and Instagram showing them yams. That's your agent.
And guess what? Now his son is helping out with Ace.
Hey, you got to work somewhere.
Yeah. No, he's helping out on the summer league.
Went from
coaching staff.
Went from 6'10 to 6'7.
Out of nowhere. That's a drop, bro. Everybody's numbers are fudged a little bit height wise. A little bit. Cause KD was shorter than what he really was. They made KD like 6'9. KD's 7 foot.
I am tired of KD still saying he's 6'9. I just saw a picture of him with his arm around LeBron.
Yo, that shit looking is like me and you, son.
That shit is embarrassing.
LeBron is
bro.
Legit 6'9.
That is embarrassing.
KD is 7 foot. Bro, I saw that shit too. I said, KD got to stop this shit, son.
LeBron is standing straight up, son.
Looking like a child under brother.
Come on, I'm 6'9". I don't know what they talking about. Like, yeah, right.
Right, nigga. LeBron is full-fledged 6'9".
I guess you can get your shot off whenever. Fucking Dirk Nowitzki and tall ass. What? You 7 feet with handles, B. Why does that bother you to say you 7 feet?
I don't know.
Unless you're trying to tell me LeBron is 6'6", I'm not trying to hear it.
I've stood next to LeBron before. He's taller than me, and I'm legit 6'6".
Look, listen. That was the nastiest picture I ever seen on a YouTube thumbnail. I was like, KD needs to call YouTube right now and get that taken down.
Because
he is clearly three inches, at least 3-4 inches taller than LeBron, bro.
Yes. And that's 7 foot. That's 7 foot. Shit.
All right, KD, 11. Okay, you're not 7 feet, but you 6'11". Shit.
You 6'11".
Damn, you ain't 6'10".
With your shoes off.
Man, listen, bro.
6'11 with your shoes off. 7 foot
that
with your
picture
shoes
with LeBron,
off.
I was done with that guy. I was done. They did not do the, hey, you see this picture? They didn't show you that picture before they posted. Because you would have told them, nah, Shad, let me sit down. We're not doing this. Yeah, man.
But back to it, yes. Ace, that's what people were saying. And then it was like, come on, man. But then you look at Clutch Sports. Clutch Sports had what? He had about, Rich Paul had about 10 of them guys. And I think at least six went in the first round. And so, and I good, think in the first work. 10 rounds, he had some lottery. He in the first, I mean, the first 10 was quite a few hits. Shit, that Oriental player, that Japanese player, he got him drafted. His team, the team wanted him. He got drafted, I think, number 7 or 8. He had a good draft, man. So it's like, yo, if Ace would have went with Clutch, which initially he was going to go with Clutch, but something changed his mind. He didn't go with Clutch.
Okay, I think, he didn't go clutch, but what does that have to do with the shenanigans that came forth?
We know what it is, bro.
He turned down workouts.
He should have went to workouts. Just go.
Even Gilbert Arenas was saying, you don't turn down workouts. Kenny Moore, all of them said, you don't turn down workouts.
Right. Just go.
Just go. Even if you don't shoot around, go meet the coaches.
Yep, shake hands. Go bust some ass. You just playing basketball. But see, they was going to measure him. They were going to see how tall he was.
No, they already did that in the combine. It doesn't matter. They already said in the combine he's 6'7". That's over. Go from there. You giving up workouts. You coming to Utah late, and then the first game you go 3-for-13.
Crazy. Crazy.
Then a dude on the other team drops a cool 28.
Cool.
Smooth. I'm talking about.
Smooth.
Underhand in traffic.
He was cooking.
Dunking in traffic.
Euro dunk. He ain't just dunk. Hey.
When you causing all these problems and you 3-for-13. Mm. Come on, man. It's only summer league, but summer league does matter when you're a rookie.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It does.
I think it'll be all right, though. Utah going to be rough, though, because that team trash. It's a lot of pressure when you're on a weak team.
Just go get your buckets, bro.
It's hard to get buckets when you're not efficient.
Better learn to figure it out.
You don't have to. First year, field goal percentage is going to be terrible.
Nah, bro. You're a lottery pick.
Okay.
And the team is Danny Ainge.
A lot of lottery picks it does. That boy from Duke, I don't see it. I don't see it, bro.
You don't see it?
No. I do not see him being a lottery pick talent, bro.
Because you don't like Duke?
No, Cooper Flagg is going to be special. I'm talking about the other dude.
Yeah, the little African dude?
No, African dude is going to be okay in a few years. He'll at least learn how to play defense. I'm talking about the other guy. They had three people in the lineup.
Yeah, they did have three.
And they had like four. No, the whole starting lineup got drafted.
They did.
That is crazy in today's game.
Yeah, especially for Duke.
So you got a whole, what?
And no North Carolina cats.
North Carolina ain't had a first round draft pick in like 10 years.
In a minute.
It might be 20.
In a minute.
And somebody want to argue with me about that. I said, you know something? This is one thing I learned about Facebook, bro. You can post an accurate stat, and then a person will want to argue with you about a stat.
Yeah.
You can argue the relevancy of a stat. Then I'll say, okay, maybe the stat means something to you.
Right.
I'm a stat guy. I like stats. I don't really like analytics, but I like stats because it's a conversation piece.
Right.
But some people take it so serious. Caleb Clark had a bad game, and this dude wrote this long shit. And I hit him back. I said, you know something? I ain't reading your comment, but I'm going to tell you this. Whatever you're saying means nothing. She sucked last night.
She did.
She's hurt now. She had a bad game. But you want to bring up Angel Reese. Angel Reese been cooking since Kim Cardoza went back to Brazil.
Yep.
Because Angel Reese is a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Five.
Yep.
And they got her playing four. And she's too goofy to play four. She has to play.
She's making layups now.
Because she's playing the point five. Yep. And the paint is open. She can't score in traffic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I used to clown her, I never said she sucked. I just said she doesn't fit in that team. They got her playing in the post on the floor like she's Carmelo.
Yeah.
She has no post moves. She's playing the point five now, throwing bounce passes in traffic.
Yeah.
She's finding the open man, and everybody's like, oh, my God. But that's how she always played.
That was her talent, yeah.
They took her whole bag away.
Yep. Now she got her bag back, and she can work.
Well, they need to trade the other big girl.
Yeah.
You don't need two big girls on the court at one time. This is women's basketball. Why are you clouding the paint? Let them move around. Ain't nobody in the paint posting up like that, killing.
Nah, I agree. All right, man, let's get to it, man. Let's talk about the homie Diddy, man. Puff Daddy. And I put a post online.
Take that.
I put a post online, and I've been saying this for a while. The issues, the stuff that they had in the RICO for Diddy should not have been federal charges. Is he a nasty man? Yes. He's a disgusting human being. Did he do domestic violence? Yes.
Paid $20 million for it.
Yep. He disgusted individual when it comes
doesn't
to that.
Doesn't justify it, but he paid his $20 million for that.
But
we can't
parties,
keep bringing that up.
But him doing consensual parties, because it all seemed like everything was consensual that everyone done, he should not have been. And this verdict proved it.
Now he broke the baby oil rule.
But, he just had too many. Yo, and then you remember,
that is so stupid.
Another thing that happened too, everybody made all these cases like, oh, the baby oil had MDA in it and all this other shit. They come to find out they ain't had none of that shit in it. This nigga had a lot of baby oil, do a lot of ass play. He was doing a lot of butt play, son.
A lot of yams clapping.
Yo, that's all. Yo, he's just a nasty man, son.
Bro, all the stuff they're saying about him, man, none of that stuff is a crime, bro.
None of it's a crime. And like I said, the verdict proved it when they put it on racketeering, conspiracy, not guilty. Sexual trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, not guilty. Transportation to engage in prostitution. He was guilty in that. You know what I mean? Of course. Sexual trafficking by force, fraud, not guilty. Transportation to engage in prostitution, guilty. That shit is legal in on the outskirts of fucking Vegas. On the outskirts of fucking Las Vegas, this is legal. You can go buy prostitutes and go fucking a brothel right now.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, it was a smear campaign. Let's humiliate this guy to the highest level, the highest degree. He did that. I just think he just need to go move to another country for a few years, man. Just disappear.
Yeah, just go to Bali for about a year. Just fall back.
Yeah, too. Like Russell Simmons did. Russell Simmons came back home and nobody cared.
Nope. Just go disappear for a year. Hopefully, because they say his sentencing is in October, but they're trying to push it up because they've been talking with probation to figure out, you know,
what else can you give him but parole?
Right, because it's all first offense stuff. He can get up to 10 years for the, because it's two counts.
What he's been in there, 2 years? Then give him 8 years
parole. No, it's three counts. Three counts of the transportation engaged in prostitution.
Right, well, he's already been there two years.
So it's three counts.
Give him 8 years parole. Right. Make him do a bunch of public service announcements and community service. You can do it in another country. They're not going to let him leave the country on parole, though. So he had to.
There
find
might be two counts of that.
He got to find a way to chill. My thing, what I don't want to hear.
He could leave the country off parole.
Most
certain countries,
they're not letting
Canada. They're not letting.
No, the U.S. isn't letting you leave.
I'm not saying they won't
let him enter.
Okay, yeah, I got you there. Yeah,
I don't know what kind of parole he got.
No, you're right.
Shit, parole. Sometimes they don't let you leave the city.
Yeah,
you got to get permission.
No, you got to.
Not like I know about it or nothing. I'm just saying. That's what I heard. That's what they told me.
As long as he got a passport, he might get permission to chuck the dude.
Yeah, no, you won't.
Nah, he definitely going to have to piss in a.
Not Diddy Bop.
He definitely going to have to piss.
Now, if he on parole, he ain't going nowhere for a minute.
I don't want to hear nothing
about the race car.
Nah.
Because we are big on the Black Male Podcast.
Nah, we're not doing that.
Well, three words. Stop doing shit.
Yeah, just stop doing shit,
Just
stop, bro. We say that shit all the time, man.
And the higher you are.
Or fire you a few.
The higher you are on the economic totem pole, the easier it is for you to get two or three that's willing to do all that stuff
all that freaking shit you like.
Rotation.
All of it.
Matter of fact, get you six of them. You got seventh day you can rest.
Yeah.
Pick a day.
Yep.
That's all you got to do.
And keep your hands to yourself.
You know what I'm saying? People want to talk about D-Ray Davis when he said he had two women. So it's like two wives. Everybody has something to say. He's doing it the right way. If you know this is what you're doing, this your style, and you can economically afford it, and these women are okay with it, then fine. And I don't want nobody questioning me, asking them, are you okay with it? We ain't talking about me. I'm just saying in general, if this is how you live, this is how you want to maintain. And that's your household.
Right.
Whatever goes on in your household.
That's your household. Yeah.
All of this stuff with Diddy is his household. You're invited to a party. You come to the party.
Now all of a sudden you have stories about the party. Right. You got choices when you're there at that party.
Come on, man.
You can either indulge or you could just be there to dance and enjoy yourself. Because you know it's going to be good music. It's going to be great drinks. It's going to be good food flowing.
If I'm Diddy, you know who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm having a party. It's an all-white party. And I tell the men not to wear no drawers. You choose to come.
Right.
You in this room.
And it's the after party.
And it's me and a bunch of men eating grapes. You a female and you walk in this room. We all wearing these white pants with no drawers. You in the room with us at 2 a.m.
You know what's shaking and baking.
Nigga, we ain't about to watch Good Times.
Not at all.
Because meat out.
Oh, it's already out.
You know what I'm saying?
Already out.
Come on, man.
Ain't nothing but a quick pull down.
And you got a table with 1,000 things of baby all over there.
And drugs.
Oh, you have some.
You snorting. Popping pills.
You have treats.
Yep.
You have treats.
Hey, man. Hey.
I don't like seeing anybody going to prison. Some people deserve to go.
Some
people get caught up in some stuff, but I don't think he's done crimes to get locked up.
He's a nasty nigga, bro.
He got maybe crimes of morality, maybe crimes of ethics, depending on what your standards are.
It's not a crime.
It's not a crime.
Not in a legal sense.
No, it's not an illegal crime, no.
So, hey, man, we'll see, man. I think Diddy going to get time served.
I bet G-Dep was shocked because G-Dep came home talking about, yeah, me and Diddy about to get back popping.
Yep, and then he got locked up, and he was like,
G-Dep is like, what
the fuck? Come on, my nigga. I'm home now.
We have my album,
Shay. Take this money. Ain't no way you can take this from me.
I don't know what to do with this social media stuff. What the hell? I thought you had me, Diddy.
Nah, inshallah.
Man, he probably still signed. He probably signed like a 20-album deal with Diddy.
Probably did.
Ugly.
Nah, man, Diddy was letting people out their contracts. What's that one young lady that he had, Gazi?
Yeah, by the time he let you out, you can't do nothing. You fried.
He let Gazi out her contract. She has to be out here. She super dope. She writing for everybody. She got some records out for herself that's super fire. I love watching her on Joe Budden podcast recently. And she talked about that. She said, she was like, yo, she was like, by the time everything was happening, you know, I ain't get the same person that everybody got. I got Love. You know, Love was signing good contracts. My contract was favorable. He let me out my deal with no issues. And he did. He asked her, he said, oh, you going to abandon me when times are rough? She said, she told him, she said, Love, if the shoe was on the other foot, you would tell me, hey, I got to sit you down for a little bit or we'll have to end the contract.
But he got a lot of other stuff
going on, too. And that's what he said, you right. And then he let her out of her contract. And Shorty, super dope. Super dope. I mean, on that, man, I don't care what nobody say. That Love album he dropped, that shit was tough.
I don't think he's as savage as a music executive now, anyway. Outside of the case.
As he was back in the Lodge days and all that.
He's probably more laid back now.
He already
did what he did. He already conquered. You know what I mean? He conquered. He persevered. So now he's like, I wasn't going to promote that shit anyway.
I wonder what Diddy is going to do when he, is he going to confront people? Is he going to do an interview about everything? Is he going to confront people? I say he definitely has to do a book.
He got to have a movie.
Yeah.
Not even a biopic. He got to have a movie. You might not want to do a biopic, but you got to have a movie. That movie would be crazy.
I think he need to do that after a year of
low-keyness. The movie don't need to come out till 5-10 years from now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it has to be a movie. What?
And then the book, he can start writing. The
book can be immediately.
Yep.
I get it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm an audiobook guy.
Bro. I am an audio and I got a couple of them. I got Charlemagne book.
I might get that for the shelf.
I'm gonna get the book for the shelf. Yeah.
And I'm gonna highlight the good parts.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna get it.
That book gonna be fire.
Then a motherfucker. That book gonna be fire than a motherfucker, man. Let's move to this, man. So, let me see. Do you agree? Men work to become financially stable to build a family. Women become financially stable to be independent.
Yeah, them facts all day.
Okay.
Anybody want to argue me about it, they didn't hear what was being said.
Right.
As men, you know what I'm saying, you feel the pressure to be financially stable, to have
that's a fact.
A situation. You know what I mean? So there's no confusion.
Yep.
You know, when kids are born, when you get to a position where you need to get a bigger home.
Yeah.
Like I live in a townhouse. If I mess around, I'm not going to have kids anymore.
Right.
But say if I got with a woman, I already had two kids.
Right.
I'm going to have to get a bigger home.
Right.
You want to be prepared.
Especially
for
if she moved in with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If she moves in with me, I got to get a bigger home.
Right.
If it's just me and her, I mean, I could sell my home. We pool resources. There's ways to do it.
Right.
I'm just saying if she was coming to me.
Right.
Now, women, when their career pops off, I mean, our value is gone.
Yeah.
But they'll say our value isn't within the finances, but the actions show different.
And our value is only gone because they highlight that.
That's my point. Right. But they say that's not the scenario. Whether it's directly or indirectly the scenario, it's still the scenario in place.
Right, I totally agree.
You know what I mean? Like most of the successful, there's only a few successful women I know that aren't on that.
Right.
But more often than not, it's like you make this money, now you floss this money,
right?
And you're full of memes of how you don't need a man,
right?
But deep down inside, you hate being single. Yep. You take vacations with your girls. You take vacations by yourself.
Yep.
Or you take a vacation with the random man at the time.
Right.
But you never had the time to really get to know anybody because your mind is always on some. You thinking some man is trying to take something from you.
Which is crazy.
Bro, there's bad men, there's bad women.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Then once you get past the age of 40, women would be surprised if they just get off their bullshit. Most of us is just laid back and just want to chill.
Right.
We just want peace. You know what I'm saying? We want to be able to come home and have that solid woman, man, because a lot of us, man, that woman to woman shit, you know, even
that
if
shit
you
get old, bro.
Even if you was used to getting bitches, man, that shit get tired. First of all, it's too much talking.
It's a lot.
You have to talk to every woman you're dealing with.
A lot of different emotions you got to deal with, and you got to learn.
Text messages you got to answer. Phone calls you got to make before the day is over.
You got to keep up with
days
you
got to listen to. Yeah. Oh, you don't know what happened today? What happened today? Woo, mm-hmm. And you sitting there like, man, this bitch. I got another call. I got to call you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I believe that. It's just, you know, that's what's really killing us as a community because there are a lot of women that are very successful, which is dope.
Right, I agree.
I'm not knocking that at all.
No, I love that.
But at one time, there was a dynamic to where companies would promote women quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that women didn't deserve these positions because two things can be correct.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of women were given positions of power to keep us away from that and to tear our houses down.
Yep.
Because putting a woman in a position of power a lot of times will tear a family up.
Yeah.
Because this woman has a position of power. This guy might work garbage sanitation.
Man. Yeah.
And I ain't
warehouse
talking about
worker.
And I ain't talking about New York City, man, sanitation where they kind of make a little bit of money.
Yeah, they make some chips.
I'm talking about North Carolina waste management.
Yeah. They don't make a whole lot. Pretty good, but they don't make a thing.
I mean, you can make a living if you budget yourself. You can. I mean, you can make a living with anything if you budget yourself. Yeah. You just don't have a lot of extras.
Right.
I mean, it's what it is. But then a woman elevates in her career, she'll come home looking at her husband and say, and I've heard women say this stuff. He's not motivated. He's not trying hard enough. And it's hard to gauge if a person is trying or not.
My thing is, because I'm not making a whole bunch of money doesn't mean I'm not trying.
Yo, some people are comfortable.
I could be happy in my career.
I make six.
Yo, it's guys out here that make $60,000 a year, $65,000 a year. And he's like, yo, what you talking about? Because I'm part of a percentage. I'm part of the 2%. It's a lot of people that are not making that. There's a lot of people not making 60-something thousand a year. It's a lot of folks that, so you my lady, we together, and you finally hit the pinnacle, you making $100,000 a year, and you looking down on me because I'm not making an extra, what, $3,000, $4,000?
It's hard to throw those numbers out because $100,000 here isn't $100,000 in New York and California.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
$40,000 here, you can actually live.
Yes.
$40,000 like in New York and Cali is like, you know.
Poverty. It's poverty.
Yeah, you're kind of bad, B.
Yeah, you're poverty.
You kind of need two of those jobs.
Right.
Not kind of, you do.
I mean, shit. I think the income medium here to live comfortably in North Carolina is now it went up to, I believe, 60,000.
Okay.
To live comfortably without
this
stress.
This is why a lot of people get married. You match the income.
Right,
combined. Which income. This is why it's funny to me when.
But a lot of people don't. That's the sad part about it.
I hear a lot of women still be on that. They want to meet a man to pay all the bills or whatever. And it's crazy. And the women, I'll put one woman on the spot. I don't have to name names. And she.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. So you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here's this podcast. You know what I'm talking about, huh? Whatever. She makes her own money, got her own home, been on her own for a long time. She halfway expects to meet a man that's going to pay all the bills. You've been paying your own bills for the last 30 years.
I'm not doing that.
So a man's supposed to just pop up and pay everything? What are you going to do now?
Not doing that.
See what I'm saying?
One, I'm not moving in your place. That's one. That's one. I'm not moving in your place. We either, if we coming together, we either going to get a place that's ours together, or we just going to continue living separately. That's one. I'm not.
I mean, that's,
and I,
that's,
and I'm teaching that's my boys conversation. That. I'm not. That's I don't want my boys to ever go live with no woman. Always have your own. I'm sorry. You know, y'all can say what y'all want to say. Men, young men out there, don't ever go move with no female, dog. Just cut that shit. Because the first time they get upset, that's my shit. You can go. Men don't never do that. It's a bunch of men that move women in left and right. We don't never yell, this my shit. You can go.
Now, please hear what's being said and don't take it as a generalization.
You can if you like.
It's more often than not.
More often than not.
And I have no problem saying that.
It happened to me.
Well, it happens to everybody at least one time in their life. And you'd be
I moved in with my ex-wife before we was married. And first thing she did, shit, two occasions, kicked me out the house. This is my shit. You can go. But I'm paying all the bills. Kick me out. You can go.
Don't matter.
So I was like, cool. All right. When we decided, which my stupid young ass decided to get back with her, I said, we're not gonna do this unless we're both on the lease. One, I should have just cut her ass off and just said, move the fuck on. But when you're dumb and in love, shit happens, or in lust.
Okay.
And I turned around, but I made sure when we got a place again, both our names was on the lease.
I get that.
I wasn't doing that shit. I wasn't doing that no more. Ain't no none of that kid. I'll go sleep on the couch. I don't do that now. I definitely don't do that now. Yeah, but back then, I would have just slept on the couch. But I'm not leaving my shit.
Damn that couch. Shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that now. I don't do that now. I didn't do that then either. I'm sleeping my shit. Wherever I pay bills at, I'm going to bed.
If I sleep on the couch,
it's because I want to.
I chose to sleep on the
couch. Yeah, you not going to tell me to go on the couch.
That's why I'm be watching movies and women be putting men on the couch. I'm like,
I'm going in the bed. Fuck out of here. You could go to the couch if you that upset.
You better stay on your side.
Right. Keep the middle out. And I'm going to make sure that first night, even though I'm mad as hell and don't want to sleep next to your ass, I'm going to sleep good and snore.
Nah, I'm going to sleep on the side. Make sure you get poked in the morning.
Nah, man, I'm sleeping ass to ass. Fuck that. Ass to ass. I ain't sleeping ass to dick.
Nah, you gonna get this poke. You gonna get this poke this morning.
Shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I tell I tell my sons all the time, I say, yo, and right in front of my wife, I don't ever want y'all to go living with no woman. Your goal is to always have your own.
It's bad energy. It's bad energy, man. It leaves the door open.
Yep.
For too many things that aren't in your favor.
Not doing it.
You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate that you have to be to a point to where something that should be so simple
right,
is something so dangerous on a man's end. But that's where we at.
That's why I'm buying land right now. Yeah,
because it's crazy because we could be in a relationship with a woman and everything goes sour.
Yep.
We'll still try to make sure they're comfortable.
Always.
Even if they move, we'll mess around and pay a deposit for them to get into a place.
I did that with Erica. Me and Erica broke up and she moved out of my place. I paid for her first month's rent and deposit at her new spot.
Yeah, they're not doing
that. And help her move into her shit.
Yeah, I've helped people move before.
Just to be over that motherfucker all the time still.
Yeah, I've helped some people move
just to be over that motherfucker.
Well, it was highly questionable.
That motherfucker got her deposit back and they ain't give me my money back. Neither.
You're not getting no money back. Women loan you some money, she definitely getting that shit back.
That's funny,
son. You loan a woman some money, you getting that back in yams.
That's a fact.
You was already getting them yams.
Already. You about to give me the same.
Extra candy.
You ain't put no seasoning on these yams.
Yeah, no extra candy, no extra sugar, man.
No seasoning at all. You just give me the same yams you've been giving me. It's always something that's paying you back.
You put the marshmallows on top of nothing.
Nothing. No brown sugar on these.
Man.
You ain't glazed these motherfuckers up before you give back to me.
Not even complaining, no. I'm just saying, man. Y'all just.
Matter of fact,
y'all make it hard on the brother,
they ain't even been cooked. They ain't even been in the oven. These are fucking yams. You still got to peel these bitches and cut them down.
Oh, no. I should have cut in the middle and put some butter in it. Yeah. Eat the yams. That's bullshit. Man, it's what it is, man. We love y'all sisters. We love y'all sisters.
We do. We love them. I love my black women. I can't live without y'all. Love you. Y'all full of shit, man. It is what it is. I ain't going nowhere. I'm still here. I'm still dibbling dabbling in the black community. But y'all full of shit. Full of shit, that motherfucker. Yo, you said you had scenario or something you want to throw in there. What's all right, up?
We're going to try this segment and those watching and listening, we're going to analyze it too. All right. It's called Walk With Me.
Okay.
or now B, you need to relax.
All right, I'm with it.
Paul Pierce on ESPN. They were talking about pure scorers.
Uh-huh.
He said he's a better pure scorer than
that was
Jordan.
ESPN. That was
same shit. FS1, all them niggas. Yeah. I don't watch TV, so I don't know. Right. He says a better pure scorer than Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Durant.
Uh-huh.
T-Mac. Allen Iverson. Uh-huh. James Harden. Walk with me, you agree. Nah, B, you need to relax. Son is wilding. So where you at?
Nah, B, you need to relax. Son is super wilding. When I saw him say that shit, I was like, come on, P. Come on, P.
I'm just saying.
I was post-game. I felt like
mid-range.
KG. You know KG was looking
I'm
at
saying,
that shit was like
post-game, mid-range,
no.
Long distance.
That shit was the most awkward, weirdest. Did the nigga, yo, let's
the only
not,
one
let's
he
not
paused,
get it twisted.
The only one he paused the answer on was T-Mac.
Let's keep it a band. Paul Pierce was different. Shaq gave him the name The Truth for a reason. The boy was the truth.
That was because of his clutch performance.
Right. He could hoop. He had sneaky bounce. He would dunk on you quick. It was sneaky. It was sneaky, quick bounce.
Okay.
But that shit was nowhere near pure.
Yeah, but the names I named?
Nowhere near pure, especially those names.
Jordan?
No.
T-Mac?
No.
Kevin Durant?
No. These niggas made
Allen Iverson?
You naming niggas that made it look easy. AI made it look easy to be a small guard doing what he did. 6'1".
Even James Harden.
Come on, man. I don't know, bro. Might be better than James.
It's not a point of view. I'm trying to pull a better pure scorer?
Might be.
Okay.
James got a lot of Paul Pierce in his game.
Yeah, because they both slow.
And both from Cali.
I mean, they both slow. They drag. They're similar.
But T-Mac, come on, son.
Hey, man.
T-Mac made that shit look effortless. Effortless. Jordan made it effortless.
So if you
KD is seven. We just had a whole segment about KD being 7 foot.
Hey, man.
Making LeBron look like he was 6'4".
Based on what Paul Pierce said, he's the best pure scorer ever.
And PB exaggerated like a motherfucker. So. I love Paul Pierce now.
Paul Pierce.
I love this level of Paul Pierce.
Nah, B.
I hated his slow ass grandpa game.
Yeah, you need to relax.
That nigga game was slow. That nigga had a YMCA game for a very long time.
He
son.
Did. But he one of the guys when
you
when
fuck
his,
with him, son.
But he had the kind of game when his athleticism failed. He was ass. Because he wasn't a great athlete. So when he lost a couple steps, he just kind of didn't look good out there. Like when he played with the Nets and when he played with the Clippers.
He did look bad with the Nets. They almost made the playoffs because of him. They made the playoffs because of him.
You acting like he was the only one there.
That's true. He wasn't the only one
there. He wasn't Paul Pierce, though.
Nah. But he was not bad, Pierce.
I mean, he's still a pro. But right. You talking about
no,
averaging
it wasn't
20,
the Nets. It wasn't the Nets. It was when he was with Washington. When he was with the Wizards. With the Nets, that shit, that was just moving to Brooklyn too. That shit was weird.
This nigga threw his headband in the crowd, and the crowd threw it back at him, bro. Funny. When that shit happens,
that shit is funny, son. Nah, man, but yeah, he gotta get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah, man.
You got another one?
Nah, we just trying out this segment.
I like that segment, man. We gotta right, mark that down.
I'm gonna start using it then.
All right, then we put that on the joint
I'm
too.
Start using. I just want to see how it work. I'm gonna catch you off guard.
You caught me off guard with that one. That was a good one.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
I gotta pay attention to what I be hearing when I hear people talk questionable stuff.
I'm gonna keep some in mind too. And I'm not gonna put it on our folder joint neither.
Nah,
it
got you can't
gotta
prepare
be fresh.
For it.
You
yeah,
be for
you gotta
it.
You gotta be fresh. Yeah. If you prepare for it, the answers right. ain't fun.
Nah, you're right.
Then you're gonna start being, hey, I averaged 17 points a game last year.
Yeah,
I don't wanna hear that shit,
we
man.
We're not gonna do that.
Just give me
we're
an answer, money.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
You remember Paul Pierce back in 95, 96?
You know how we do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, nigga, you took too much time on this, man.
But P. Wallace, huh?
Yo, I thought it was funny.
I saw that shit too.
Nah, that's what I thought about the segment. I was like, you know, like every show kind of has a segment.
Yeah.
I said, let me just change it.
We need a good segment. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nah, son, you wildin'. You wild like a motherfucker, man. Yeah, when we ended the pod, man, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I want to end this off on something different, right? Uh-huh. I just want to speak on elderly care real quick, right? You know, caring for elderly people, it's power within that because these are people that lent you guidance. These are people that made sacrifices for you. These are people that uplifted you from a young age, regardless of what level it is.
Right.
A lot of us didn't have great relationships with our parents, but you can't tell your parent how to parent. The reality of it is, while they're parenting you, they're figuring out life within the process, right? Right.
They barely knew.
You know, my family's no different. I didn't always have the greatest relationship with my father, but my father's still my first hero. Still the first person I look up to. Still growing up, you always wanted that approval from that person. And I say that to say, as they grow older, you know, we don't have a lot of preference on elderly care. Right. We sit around, we wait for Medicare and Medicaid. Study Medicare and Medicaid, because there's a lot of things you can add to it, supplements to the Medicare and Medicaid that will give them the necessary care that won't hurt your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my family failed on that because we didn't have the proper information. Now, there's a lot of information that I've been privy to that I'm saying you need to investigate, because I spoke to a guy that had over $1 million of health care to his father before he passed, because he had situations, but all of it came through Medicare and through the supplements added to Medicare. Well, it was a little added expense, but it's worth that, because you're going to get old unless you die.
Yep.
And we need to take care of those things. And you see a lot of people that have to stay at home because they can't go to a home. And a lot of times, contrary to proper belief, you don't have the proper care for your elderly parents sometimes. And I hear people say all the time how they're not going to put their parent in a nursing home. Nursing homes and assisted living facilities aren't the same thing.
Nope.
And when you're dealing with an elderly person with dementia, where they're seeing things and they're getting out of the bed and they're walking, you are not going to be able to take care of that person. You're not going to be able to maintain them.
Yep.
You're just not.
Nope.
And within taking care of an elderly person, sometimes you can lose yourself. My own mother lost 80 pounds within taking care of my father for a year and a half as he was decreasing. So you had a situation where both people could have just left this earth trying to survive.
Yep.
Now, the seriousness of it, I hope you can make it applicable to yourself and your families. I don't know. But this is just, you know, my story and my truth. There's a lot to it. It takes a lot of time. But when all of our lives, we've made sacrifices for so many things that have no value.
None.
You know what I mean? It's time to treat our days like they have value. Family, friend, relatives. They're all different. But for me, family is one thing. Relative is one thing.
Yeah.
There's not many people I call friends.
Nah.
So I say that to say, let's value life. Let's value the lives of the ones we love. Let's value the lives of the ones that love us.
Yep. If you don't, you know, I'll just piggyback off that. If you haven't yet, make sure you get some life insurance. Also, make sure you look at your life insurance. Look at certain life insurance policies, because they give they can give you money to help with care like this, what he's talking about. That stuff I was looking at. I have a pretty big policy just in case I go, you know, anytime now. You know, you never know what happened. My wife, I have the ability to, one, pay off the house. That's the instructions. Pay off the house. Don't have this as a debt. And two, take the rest and put it away so you can be able to have assistance and live as you go on. I'm also starting another policy that'll help me if I ever have those issues, dementia, things of that nature, where I need care that you can't give me or you can't help because you don't have the ability to do, where I can have a nurse in the home. My life insurance policy will pay out to give me a ability to have a nurse in the home to help my either my ending days or just whatever I have going on, you know, help me get better or just make things a lot smoother. So look at those policies, man. We pay into the system. We pay into a lot of this shit over the years. Like his father paid into the system for a very long time. Yo, don't be afraid to go reach out and ask questions. Like he said, a lot of us don't have the knowledge. My 9 to 5, I work for Medicaid. And it's a lot of stuff I didn't know that, you know, I'm looking at for my mom. You know what I'm saying? My mother is going through a lot of different stuff as well. So it's like, yo, you gotta look in these. Look, don't be afraid to look at these systems, and also get yourself some life insurance. Don't be a burden. Don't be a burden on your people, man.
And then the problem is not. Hope I didn't cut you off.
No.
The problem is you put money into these systems.
Yep.
And what happens is, and I know most of you probably never thought about it, you never dealt with it. You'll be in a system to where you're paying for your parent to stay.
Yep.
A crazy amount of money, but the rest of these people are staying for free.
Yep.
So you're paying for them.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because they weren't in the economic class, social class you were in.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's nothing to be bitter about, but it's something to be realistic about. There's a certain amount of money and a certain amount of property you're allowed to have as an elderly person. Yep. And on top of that, you have to have your paperwork in order.
Got to have that paperwork.
You need to have your will in order. You need to have all your paper, your policies.
Trust, man. If you got a lot going on, get a trust.
Do what works for you. Right. But what you can't do don't do nothing.
Yeah, don't let the system dictate.
The system will burn you out. Yep. North Carolina, they allow you to have one house and one car.
Yep.
And until you're down to one house and one car, they will drain every account and investment you have.
Yep.
And while they're doing that, these other people are going for free.
Yep.
Because they didn't make as much money in you, and their whole life they didn't have any property things of that nature.
Put all your stuff up.
Or they have these supplements on their insurance.
Yep. North Carolina only allows.
These are facts. The social worker will tell you to your face. Mm-hmm. But by the time they tell you that.
To be poor.
No, ain't no damn near. Okay. You got to be poor.
Okay.
Or make money under the table.
Right.
One house, one car.
That don't make sense.
One house, one car. Nigga, you ain't rich if you got two houses.
I'll say this, and not to put my mom in business. My mom could not get food stamps because she has two cars.
She's
70 years old. With a bunch of ailments. She can't work anymore, can't do anything. And because she has two cars, she can't get any food stamps. But I know a bird bitch with five kids who live on government assistance and get $1,000 in food stamps.
All that's criminal.
My mama can't even get fucking $200 in food stamps.
It's criminal.
At her age, she should easily get that.
Don't matter. You know still,
but she should be able to get that shit. She should be able to get it. Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I know we went off in a whole nother discussion, man. A whole nother fucking topic.
Well, not really. It's just, you know, I'm just on my elderly care thing this week as far as communicating. We just got to put it out there. I mean, we don't do a lot of the necessary things we need to do to prepare for it. And then when it happens, we're at a loss for words. We're at a loss for movement because we don't know the rules. You know what I mean? There's a game being played, and we got to learn the rules. Like, uh-huh. I talked to a guy that's a master at that because he's worked within that system for 30 years.
Right.
And matter of fact, it was through the pastor I was telling you that we need to be on the show. It was through him, and I need to call him.
We need
him
to set that up. Yeah, let's
and,
set that up.
And he connected my mother to him, which is the same thing as connecting me to him because I do all the – so talk to him. Great conversation. We've been talking for like an hour, just shooting the shit, man. And I said something to him that we said on the podcast.
Right.
Life is about knowledge and information.
Yes, it is.
You know, my father dropped the ball on a lot of things. And it's like being – I'll compare it to a guy like LeBron. The greater player as LeBron is, if he gets in the game seven and fails, his greatness is thrown out the window.
Which is crazy.
But that's life.
Life, yeah.
You've done all these great things. Mm-hmm. Now you can't fend for yourself. You didn't do this one thing mm-hmm. that matters more than all of that shit.
Let's see.
Now your family is burdened to make sure you're comfortable. Mm. See what I'm saying? But you don't see it because you don't even know what the fuck's going on right now.
Right, right.
But your family is burdened. Mentally, spiritually, right. Financially.
Yeah.
Just to keep you
comfortable. Right.
We ain't talking about keep you flying, doing all kind of shit. Just comfortable because you have no real idea
what's going on.
What's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can't do that. We can't be doing that shit.
No, we can't.
Because people love to say, especially men, oh, my family going to be good when I go.
We don't know.
More often than not, that's not the case because you ain't got your paperwork together.
Yep.
So...
That's why I'm making sure, bro. Anything ever happens, man, I want to make sure my family is okay. I don't want to be a burden on them, son.
I mean, you can miss things.
Yep.
But the thing is, if you don't do nothing, you're guaranteed to miss everything.
Yep. I do not want to be a burden.
Bro, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. It can be a lot.
That's the one motherfucker.
You're going thing. When you get older, you're going to be a slight burden.
Yeah. Yep.
That's nothing.
Nope.
But being a burden?
Yeah.
Or bird don, however you want to put it. Don't two syllables.
You don't want to be that.
You don't want to be a bird, man. And your family members would never say you're a burden.
No, they'll never say.
But you can look at a person and you can tell, yeah, it's a burden.
Right, see?
You wearing my man out. They wearing that woman out.
Yep.
But, you know, that's the
I'm with you.
Real life portion of the podcast. Okay.
I like that. That was good, man. Yeah. Well. It's the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
T Dot is who I am. Love Matters the brand.
Yup, man. Catch us next week, man. We'll be back at it, man. Catch us next week. We'll be there.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,